is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. In this video, I'm going to review with you some basic safety tips that pertained to the subject of hot work. What is hot work? Hot work means work involving electric or gas welding, cutting, brazing, or similar flame or spark-producing operations. Even if you're not doing hot work yourself, you still need to be familiar with some basic safety tips when the work happens within your work area. What are some of the duties that qualified workers must perform either before or during hot work? Here are some items to look out for. Let's review 29 CFR 1910.252A. The hot work permit shall document that fire prevention protection requirements have been implemented prior to the beginning of any hot work operations. Facilities that perform hot work operations are conducted on or near a covered process shall issue a hot work permit. This hot work permit must be kept on file until hot work operations are fully completed. The hot work permit must indicate the dates of authorization for hot work and identify the object on which hot work is to be performed. Another obvious fact, sweep the floor of all debris. Invest in heat-resistant clothing and wear it each time you start work. Make sure all electrical outlets are closed and secure. Put fire-resistant mats on the floor to prevent sparks from catching fire. Don't forget to check your goggles and/or face shield for cracks. Look for holes and tears in work gloves before turning on any tools. Check the ventilation in your work area. If it's sufficient, use a respirator or face mask to protect yourself from combustible gases. Clear your work area of all flammable substances and materials. Use proper cable management to secure your tools. Keep aisles clear of loose tools, cords, and other potential trip hazards. Do a hazard assessment of the workplace before configuring it for hot work activity. When working on a busy job site, block off your workspace from heavy foot traffic if it is possible. Inspect tools, putting emphasis on the condition of the cables and wires. If electrical components are exposed, don't use the equipment. Ensure that you have a fire extinguisher or accessible water source nearby. Provide the fire watcher with suppressant tools in case of an emergency. Now, what are some duties that must be done once the hot work is completed? At the end of every workday, put all combustibles like fuel, gas, and oxygen tanks in a designated storage area. Calibrate your gas detectors frequently to ensure that they are in working order. Assign someone to ensure that all fire hazards are controlled and heat sources are closed off. Store tools in a safe space, making sure to keep them away from hazardous energy sources. Double check any ducts that you have closed during the hot work process and ensure that they don't need additional maintenance or repair. Now let's look at some FDNY hot work permit facts. A hot work permit is required when using oxygen and a flammable gas, such as acetylene or propane. The cost of a permit is currently $105. The duration for the permit is 1 year. A hot worker must possess a certificate of fitness, G60, torch use of flammable gases for hot work operations. Or an F60, fire guard for torch operations. Don't worry, we'll cover this in future videos. Now, if you want to get a head start on making sure that you follow the rules, review the following FDNY chapters on hot work that include Chapter 14 and Chapter 26. For more information, check out the website link at www.nyc.gov/site/FDNY/business/all-certifications/per-hotworkoperations.page. Now let's review quickly the types of FDNY hot work permits. We have site-specific permits and citywide permits. Well, my friend, this wraps up what I have for now on introducing you to hot work and some basic hot work tips that are needed when working on the average construction project. Accidents can happen on typical construction job sites here in New York City. The objective is to learn some important safety tips and try to avoid any mishaps in the future. Stay tuned for future videos where I offer even more different types of safety tips. My objective is for you to go home in the same condition that you came in first thing in the morning. And this is what I tell all of my crews as I walk around as a New York City site safety manager. I thank you and have a safe day. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.